I'm joined by Kareem Anara in Cairo, who has been in there for well over a week, but he's just left. I gather that it's amazingly crowded, Kareem.
Yeah. Today is definitely the most crowded since for 13 of the days of protest now. Today's in terms of the people, it's the highest density.
And do you have a theory as to why that is? Is it the release of Welk on him, or is it something else?
I mean, this is we've had plans for a 1 million man protest. That's what they call it every Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday. So this was the expected numbers. Same time, the release of Welk on him yesterday, and more importantly, the interview on Dream TV, which is an Egyptian channel. Definitely had a huge impact on a significant portion of the population. It was a very emotional interview, and a lot of people decided to come. There's a lot of people today who haven't come to Tahrir Square since the protest started. There's a lot of people today who did not even believe in it, who've changed their minds after seeing Welk on him yesterday on his interview. So it definitely was a massive turning point, the interview yesterday.
And before, at least internationally, there were sort of people saying, oh, it's going to lose. So do you feel that today, you've all proved that it very definitely isn't losing?
No, it definitely isn't losing momentum. It's gaining momentum. A lot of us are crowded of the 13 days of protest. And, I mean, there's a PR war between us and the government. There's a PR war going on. And we won a massive battle in this PR war yesterday when Welk on him was released and talked on TV about his experience while he was detained as state security. And like I said, it was a very emotional interview. And that was a turning point. And we were gaining momentum because of this.
And what was the... Presumably you heard about some of the things that were offered, or have you heard that the vice offered some concessions?
Are you talking about new concessions?
Yes. Suleiman, things like he said they were moving towards a plan for democracy, and he also said that they wouldn't crack down on the protesters. But I mean, do these represent real concerns, as far as you're concerned?
As far as I'm concerned, and as far as most of the people in Tahrir Square are concerned, these seem to be very cosmetic changes. We've made it very clear that we want the entire regime to be brought down. We don't want cosmetic changes, because when he promises that he's not going to crack down on the protesters, but he's still intransigent about abrogating emergency law, it just makes that he's not sincere. At the very least, he must remove emergency law. That would be evidence that I can really give to the protesters that they won't be stabbed and disappeared basically after the sitting is over.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks very much for speaking to us, Kareem, and take care.
You're welcome. Thank you.